This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Firdaus is only mentioned in the Quran twice, once in Surah Al-Kahf and once in Surah Al-Mu'minun. And that shows us how precious it is. But what's really interesting is when you reflect where it's mentioned in both of these surahs, it comes after those who have worked very, very hard for it. If you look in Surah Al-Kahf, because it comes at the end, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Those who have believed and they've done good deeds, that they will have جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. They will have the Firdaus in the Jannah as their nuzula, as their lodging, where they will be. And if you look in Surah Al-Mu'minun, also it comes after Allah describes the description of those who will be successful, those who have worked hard, the description of the successful believers, that they also will have Al-Firdaus. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah mentions those who struggled and worked hard, the youth who ran to protect their deen, the ones who were blessed with wealth, the one who put it in the right way and the one who put it in the wrong way, the fitna or the test of knowledge and authority, all of these were mentioned, and then the issue of those who have Firdaus comes, those who work hard for it. So it shows us, if you want Firdaus, it's not something you just wish for, it's something that you work hard for and then you wish for. What is Al-Firdaus? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith that the Jannah has 100 different levels. And he said, between each level is equivalent to that which is between the heavens and the earth. And he said that the highest level is that of Al-Firdaus. And he said it's the best of them. And on top of it is the Arsh, the throne of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said from it, the Anhar of the Jannah, the rivers of the Jannah, that they burst from that area. And he said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ, he said, if you ask Allah, I mean you ask Allah for Jannah, he said, then ask Him for Al-Firdaus. But like all things in life that are very precious and of such high status, you have to work hard for it. And that's why even in this dunya, we see those who are successful, it's only a select few. All of us need to ask ourselves, do we really want to be from those select few? If we do, then we have to put in the work and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Jannatul Firdaus.